Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And really, really good to be with you. And we are hoping that you're going to take this in the spirit that it's intended. I have reports now, and I've been in error, but we didn't have the reports earlier. We know about the 10,000 Chinese a month crossing into California. We thought it was exclusive to California, and so did other people I've spoken with. Well, in the last 24 hours, we have received reports from Fort Worth, Las Cruces, and in my backyard, south of me, in Phoenix. And I'm going to read to you an email that I received that pretty well sums it up, and the description is consistent with what I know about how they're using apartments as halfway houses. So I know that this information is accurate because it's very, very consistent with what we're seeing. We have CHICOMs coming into the entire Southwest. There may be CHICOMs, PLA, across the country, but we are not getting those reports. But in the last 24 hours, like I said, Phoenix, Las Cruces, and Fort Worth, very disturbing. We have dispatched some people to go investigate. We're going to give you information, but I'm going to read to you a detailed account in this report. Please share this far and wide. There's people not believing we're in grave danger, and these forces could be unleashed on us at any time. I know it's here related to the elections. I don't need to have any proof of that. It's the only thing that makes any sense. How they're employed in relation to the election is another matter, but they're not here to be our friends. They are here to bring us harm. They're not innocent people crossing the border looking for an opportunity. These are military forces prepared to take action against people like you and me, and you need to take this very, very seriously. We're brought to you by the Magic Dicol products. And you've heard me, they've given me my life back. They've reset my lifestyle back 25 years where I'm doing things I never could do before. And I owe it all to them because this is the only thing I'm taking. So what you need to be doing is looking at the testimonials because they're broad and wide ranging for a variety of conditions. And then you need to make some decisions about, do you want to be the best version of yourself? Go to iwantmyhealthback.com. /Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com /Dave Hodges. Let me get the note out here. Let me see if I can read it better here because the print was exceptionally small. And let me see what I have here that I can access. Okay, I'm not showing a screenshot of this or sharing screen. And the reason I'm not is because this person left some potentially identifiable information here that I'm going to censor as I go, because the last thing I want to do is be responsible for retaliation against this person. A little derision here in the first sentence. Dear Mr. Hodges, I don't know why you think Chinese soldiers are only in California. They're also in Phoenix. I live in a large apartment complex that apparently has a contract with Homeland Security. The apartment complex is owned by a large company out of Texas, which owns multiple complexes. They maintain apartments that serve as pass-through locations for people who have crossed the border. I guarantee if they go farther down the ownership pile, this is an NGO operation, and it's being paid for by money laundering operations coming from the Biden administration. We have covered this. The illegals are generally here for 1 to 2 days, but sometimes as much as a week. They await plane tickets or arrangements to another part of the country. There was a nice Afghani family here, a father, mother of three children. After Afghanistan fell, the man spoke excellent English because he was an interpreter. The family was lucky to get out at the last minute and were in AZ only until they could be flown to Indiana, where he had family. After the group of Afghanis, we saw a lot of Haitians, mostly family units. Last March or April, we had Ukrainian and babies pass through. There have been many young Syrian men age Okay, this cut off here. Okay, age 15 to 20. They are also the usual Guatemalans and other Central American people, not unusual for Arizona. The past 2 years, however, there have been human traffickers coming through. I witnessed approximately a 50-year-old Hispanic male holding a 2-year-old girl in full makeup at the pool. Well, we know what that's about, don't we? He was offering her for sale to everyone. Her face, her made-up face with dead eyes, still haunts me. There was also a 15 and 16-year-old Mexican cartel boy, gang cartoons, who was chaperoning, in quotes, five girls who looked to range in age from 9 to 13. The ethnicity of the girls was various. This is what the Biden administration is bringing in. Mayorkas and Biden and the rest of this administration are a party to these crimes against humanity. I can't stress this strongly enough. We're not done with this, but I'm interjecting this right here at this point. You need to share this with these damn liberals who think that they have all the answers and that Trump is their enemy and everything will be fine if they get the vegetable in chief back in office. This needs to go far and wide. Hey, listen, I got a similar account from Las Cruces that I'm going to read later in the day. This is absolutely amazing because we're being invaded by chi-coms, child traffickers, fentanyl dealers, and they're in our backyards right now. And the soldiers, part of this, are preparing to do us harm. Hey, continuing. The Chinese, however, are a different matter. They started showing up in great numbers about 9 months ago. That matches what we know about San Diego. It's the exact same time frame, 8, 9 months. Mostly males, very fit and focused, but also an occasionally fit single female. They do not engage in conversation and look you up and down, conducting threat assessments on everyone they see. This is really interesting detail because this is something I know to be true from discussions I've had with people who live in Panama who've seen the same thing coming out of the Darien Gap. This person said they used to date someone, and I'm not going to be specific here for obvious reasons. And they taught me the technique, so I knew immediately what the Chinese were doing. They are clearly PLA and have not passed through. They are now living in the area. Their presence is so noticeable. The Fry's grocery store on 40th Street in Thunderbird, zip code 85032, started carrying food that has only Chinese writing on it. There are two full freezer sections containing dumplings and other foods I can't identify. They also have stocked shelves of Chinese labeled food next to the Mexican Spanish labeled food. Nice to know that Fry's is co-opted too. Their presence is so noticeable. Oh, excuse me. Of note, Chinese male in his late 30s who projects an air of authority and sports a military haircut took a job at the Esporta fitness gym nearby. The illegals get temporary passes to the gym when they're here. Why they need the gym while passing through is a mystery. It's not to me. They're staying in shape. This is training for combat. I assume Esporta gets a lot of money from our government for this unusual arrangement. The Chinese man ostensibly works as a personal trainer, but his clients also appear to be PLA soldiers. They don't make eye contact with him. Neither he or they speak. And he has a small book where he seems to record how much weight they can lift and how many repetitions, etc. He moves them through the weight machines and barbells methodically, as though he's evaluating, but I have never seen them return to the gym. Not sure what they mean by that last phrase. With so many Chinese soldiers here, I ask myself, what is so valuable and important about my area zip code 85302? We aren't near a military base or the Palo Verde nuclear power plant. The nearest water pumping station is 5 miles away. The only thing of note is developers are building a 15-minute smart city in the location of the old Paradise Valley Mall. Yeah, I'm very familiar with this area. The Paradise Valley Mall and a restaurant that was there is where Freedom's Phoenix used to hold the Arizona Breakfast Club. I spoke there a few times. Ernie Hancock was the director of this operation. He's a good friend of mine. I'm very familiar with the area. And yes, they are indeed putting in some infrastructure that would be consistent with 15-minute cities. I have heard this from other people. Oh, continuing. She says there, this person says there, he says that they're supposed to be opening this in the fall of 2024. But I don't think it's enough to warrant this concentration of PLA. Maybe they have pockets of PLA all over the metro area and are awaiting a well-coordinated instruction. I simply, excuse me, as I have alarms going off around me, I simply haven't seen or heard of other areas with high concentration of Chinese PLA. I have. Fort Worth is huge. I'm not getting the detail on these notifications that I'm getting here. That's why I'm reading this one. But make no mistake, they are here in Arizona. Sincerely, blah, blah, blah. Okay. I obviously am not going to identify the person, not going to identify credentials associated with them, but this is very, very consistent in some descriptions of what we're getting from San Diego. And I put out an APB in San Diego. We want detailed reports like this coming in by the dozens. I have some. Most of them, though, are from people that do reporting. We need on the ground citizen reports like this. I would encourage this person to make their personal contact available to me, and I'll get back in touch with you and we will follow up on this. We'll have somebody come out and check it out. The one that I got in Las Cruces was really, really concerning, because they had reported seeing weapons, multiple weapons, being transferred in the middle of the night from a van to an apartment complex. And it was 2 a.m. in the morning. This person felt like I knew I wasn't supposed to see this. I saw it as I pulled in, as coming home from going to a bar. And when I saw this, I said, I got to get out of here. They looked at me. I was afraid I was going to be chased, was what I was told. They got the hell out of there. They stayed with relatives about 10 miles away, and they were afraid to go home. So I haven't heard an update on this, but this is so consistent with what we're seeing. I guarantee in these apartment complexes, they're stockpiling weapons. The old way was to have weapons caches. That happened when my broadcast partner, the Doug and Dave Intel Report, Doug Thornton, supervisor up in Portland fighting against Antifa, this surfaced. And at that time, Doug was coming on my show as Wrecker because he was still in active duty for Homeland. They wouldn't have liked it if he was going media and telling me what was going on, although he never revealed anything classified. We had talked about what had broken in the media with the discovery of three weapons caches across the country. The Kentucky, Florida were two places that come to my memory. And these were pretty significant weapons. And he said, this isn't Antifa. They're about Molotov cocktails and bricks and bats and things like that. He said, they're not about RPGs and AK-47s. He said, that's not who they are. And he said, and I said, well, Doug, who are they for? And he said, Chinese. The Chinese that are here. And so we had that discussion on air. I think they've abandoned the concept of weapons caches to some extent. And I would suspect that since they're housing them personally, there's no reason not to put weapons in with them and bring those in the middle of the night. This is scary. This is scarier than all hell. We're being invaded, people. And I know for a fact, I'd be stupid to think anything else. It's more than Fort Worth, Las Cruces, New Mexico, Phoenix, Arizona. I guarantee it's going on in Tucson. It's going on in Yuma, Arizona. I guarantee it's going on in San Antonio, in Houston. I guarantee it's going on across at minimum the whole Southwest. But also, too, What we do know is this, is that some of the gangsters coming in and some of the terrorist groups coming in, traditional terrorists like Hamas, they're shipping them into the interior of the country. That we've known for a couple of years now. This is not secret. My suspicion are these operations are going on all over the country. And they probably have infrastructure targets, political targets for assassination. This is why MS-13 is here. I mean, it sends shiver up my spine whenever I hear in Washington, D.C., they busted someone from MS-13. Okay, we'll hear stories like that in the media for one day and then it disappears. It's because it gets censored. But they're here to kill officials or media members that aren't friendly to them because that's what they do in their homes of origin. Namely, when they're coming out of El Salvador, Guatemala, Mexico, this is what they do. We also know we're getting soldiers from Venezuela, and I'm looking for more information on that. And the little bit that we got came out of Indianapolis, and this was about 6 months into the Biden presidency when the floodgates were open and we were getting these midnight flights to drop immigrants off. Well, one of those went into the Indianapolis airport, and we had talked about that. And these, people were military types out of Venezuela. We saw the video for one day. For one day. Let me explain something to you about the media. The control over the media is very extensive, but it's not absolute or complete. And I'm going to go back to the Oklahoma City bombing. And I mentioned this last week, but it bears repeating because it fits here. You're going to see things in the media that occasionally are very revealing, and then you'll never hear it again because every reporter can't be schooled on what they can cover, what they can't cover. They're sent out to cover a local story, often a related event. They find this, they report it. And it's only reported in such a way that people like me would be able to understand it because we deal with this. And the average person, this would just pass over their ears and not be significant. And I'm not being arrogant. I'm just saying, I've done this so much. There are key things that just pop into your attention, red flags that grab you that would mean nothing to the average person that doesn't deal with this. And the Oklahoma City bombing is the classic example. On Channel 12, after the bombing, a video appeared before the bombing. It was time-stamped. It was a bar, grainy security surveillance video. Timothy McVeigh, clearly seen, and a man unknown of Middle Eastern descent. Remember, McVeigh acted alone. The initial State Patrol APB after the bombing were on the lookout for white male, McVeigh's description, and John Doe number two. Did you remember? This wasn't done for one day. This went out for about 2 days. We're looking for John Doe number two, Middle Eastern male. It disappeared after that. 3 days out, you didn't hear any more about John Doe number two, Middle Eastern male. That surveillance video that was played on Channel 12, seen by dozens of people when I bring this up, I actually spoke to a group, I believe it was Tea Party, years ago. And it was one of my first appearances there. And I asked the audience, I said, how many of you saw that video on Channel 12? And probably out of the audience, probably 12, 15 hands went up. You need to understand that the media is not completely controlled, and you're going to see things from time to time. And now that I've mentioned this, I think even to the untrained eye, the inexperienced person in dealing with this, you're going to see things that just don't make sense. We need to hear about it. Contact me at the Common Sense Show. We need to gather as much info as we can for threat assessment purposes. I've taken this information to my military sources today. Doug is busy doing something right now. He and I are going to talk later in the day, and we're going to get this out. And also, I want to reiterate, there's something big coming down from the Supreme Court. And I'm trying to get a gentleman on my show, Andrew Ridnour, who is in the Trump administration, and we're working that as we speak. But he thinks it's related to the Missouri cases, and he could be right. My first inclination was this was the immunity ruling. It's something big, folks, is coming out of the Supreme Court. I mean, right now, we're living in extremely volatile times. Extremely volatile. Keep your eyes open, your head on a swivel. Don't take unnecessary chances. If you see conglomerations of Chinese, don't try to engage them. Observe them and take photos from a safe distance where you could make a getaway if you had to. I don't feel that they're going to want to be discovered. And these are military types. And they should be considered to be as or more dangerous than the cartel. We'll see you back here next time. Keep in touch as you get information. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. We ask you to amplify our results and our research by sharing far and wide, particularly with people who lean towards the leftist persuasion, because they need to see what they're buying into. Because if they're Americans, their lives are just as much danger as our lives are here on the conservative side. Oh, they may start with the conservatives, and there's no question they will, but no one is immune. And when we take a look at what the globalists said in earlier segments, 95% reduction in population, do you think they're going to take the time? Right, left, right. First of all, 95%, that's most of the liberals. So please share this far and wide with them. We have a really, really terrific sponsor. And if you're interested in losing weight, I hope that you pay attention to this, because we live in an era of the most advanced technology in world history. There's been more medical breakthroughs in the last 100 years than in the previous recorded history of all mankind. However, we're unhealthy and we're obese. Why? Well, U.S. board certified physician and expert nutritionist Dr. Amy Lee asked that question too. And she said, we want to know why. And what she found is there are three harmful foods that are being passed off as health foods all over the country. And it's sanctioned by our administration. And she's saying, this is wrong. Now, it's interesting. These foods are outlawed in most modern nations, most of the G20 nations. These foods are outlawed. Why are they still with us? And what do they do? They affect your digestion. They cause weight gain. They affect your skin. They deplete your energy and a whole host of other effects too. Would you like to reverse that? Well, a lot of people, first of all, before we talk about reversal, they're not even aware there's a problem because they think this is a sign of normal aging. It's not. It's ingesting these fake health foods. And Dr. Amy Lee said it's time that we shined light upon this. And the great news is that she found this is easy to stop and to reverse. We just need to educate people about what's going on. So, to find out about these three fake health foods, all you have to do is go to three, that's the number three, threeharmfulfoods.com/Dave. That's number three, threeharmfulfoods.com/Dave. And if you're seeing this on social media reproduced, there'll be a link there for you to click. Now, in her extensive study, Dr. Lee said, we can help you gain control. And she has produced a totally free video available to the public to show you how to regain control over your body. Again, one more time, threeharmfulfoods.com/Dave. Man, oh man, do we have a show for you coming up? This is a continuation of previous segments work where we're talking about the depopulation agenda. As it relates to the United States, we've talked about how it's being formulated. We gave you documentation. We put it in the words of UN officials and UN donors about what it is they want to do to you. There's nothing left to the imagination here. You are targeted if you're an American. And I'll tell you, it breaks my heart to see like the WNBA, and they're making this a racial issue with Caitlin Clark. And I'm thinking all of us are on the same side, and we're all near being total victims without even realizing. We should be banding together right now to fight against this. So this is really serious. And I've got some documentation to show you. Now, remember what I said this morning, earlier in this show. I said that we are looking at institutionalized, agency-developed depopulation. And we gave you quotes from the horse's mouth, the UN's behind it with their minions in charge. We talked about some of the strategies involved, but we also said we'd come back and we would really highlight for you some of the strategies of how they're going to depopulate on a mass scale. And here's the amazing thing. I first wrote about this during the Obama administration. Most of the data comes out of 2011. I first published in 2013, and I've repeated it a couple times since then because I'm thinking people don't get this. Now, I think we live in the delusion that if it's not happening right now, then it's not going to be a threat whatsoever. And that is really a big mistake to make because when they put down executive orders, legislation, and they're importing ways to depopulate, I think we need to say they're preparing for a future time. And I used the analogy this morning in an earlier segment. I said the eighth inning setup pitcher was Obama. Hillary was to be the ninth inning closer and to basically bring into fruition all the Obama stuff that he had set up legislatively to make it legal to depopulate. But fortunately for us, Donald Trump happened. Well, now we got a different flavor of Hillary, the Biden administration. Notice I'm not saying Joe Biden. He's a vegetable and doesn't even know where he's at half the time. So it's the people behind him. And really, it's kind of interesting. A lot of people say this is Obama 3.0. He's really calling most of the shots, along with Susan Rice and some of the other notables out there that were in his administration. Now, we led you up to this point, and now we're going to take you and start to introduce you to some of the ways that they're going to depopulate, and it's documented. This is from a previous article that I wrote, and I said, this is very concerning, and I'm going to actually flip and show you additional documentation of what you're going to see here. Now, I don't want your eyes to glaze over, so I'm not going to read all the chemical compositions of what was being shipped into the country from Brazil circa 2011. Okay, now remember, I wrote this first time 11 years ago, and no one wanted to pay attention. And some people labeled me as being delusional. Well, these are government documents. Are we not supposed to believe them? So, anyway, you can see the reference here yesterday. Based upon the word of a trusted FBI informant, I published the fact that FEMA had imported hydrogen cyanide from Brazil beginning in 2011. Because FEMA feared discovery, they began to label the containers to be anything other than what they were, and many people chose not to believe my report. However, I've discovered OSHA documentation, which completely validates the claim. Further, based on my claim, two readers of the Common Sense Show sent me similar documents that claim that FEMA has already been stockpiling this gas and it's not used in warfare. And the reason I can say that is because FEMA doesn't engage in foreign wars. They engage in domestic control. So therefore, if you look at that, okay, FEMA stockpiling deadly gas, which has been used in warfare to execute prisoners in Nazi concentration camps. FEMA does not engage in warfare, as I said. This gas can only have one person to kill FEMA camp detainees. Here is the smoking gun document, followed by a contextual background analysis blended with contemporary events. Okay, so I'm not going to go into that because that's old news. But this is new news for a lot of people because either 11 years ago they weren't around and didn't know that I had put this out, and they may not have seen the two updates I did. However, a lot of people will say this is nonsense. This just can't possibly be true. Okay, so here we go. Documentation of FEMA right here. Okay, the effective date of the shipping was February the 16th, 2011. This is page 1 of 5, material safety data sheet prepared to the U.S. by OSHA, CMA, and ANSI, and Canadian WMIS Standards 1, product identification name and class, non-flammable gas mixture containing component in nitrogen balance gas, hydrogen cyanide, and they list the amounts there. Synonyms were not available. The chemical family name, not available. Okay. And then they went through, and here they give you all the information. And look at, we even get the original address and phone numbers connected to this. Okay. This is an official document, people. Okay. Now, composition and ingredients. Okay. So here we go. They get in here and they do the chemical talks. Okay, and you can go through and you can read this on your own if you're so inclined. You just freeze the screen and you can see this. Now, if you're listening to this on audio, okay, what I'm showing here is hydrogen cyanide, and it's given the identification number of 74-90-8 space 0.0001 hyphen 0.020%. So they're giving you the relative strength of this. Okay, now they go through and they talk about hazard identification. And I want to make sure I hit this here. This gas mixture is a colorless gas, which is odorless, so you don't even know. And it's extremely toxic. Okay, it's fatal. And they go through here and they talk about people may be asphyxiated. Okay, and then they talk about different strengths that produce different effects in this document. And I don't feel the need to go through everything here, okay? But they go through here and you can see when is the odor threshold effective, okay? And then they give you the strength here, 180 parts per million. It's fatal after 10 minutes. And so they give you this proportion as they go through as to the lethality based on the strength. And so this document, and by the way, this was a reprint and adding new stuff in. I published this on July 1st, 2018, and you can go to the commonsenseshow.com, and there is the URL. And I'll just give you the first part because if you type it in, you'll come to it. The commonsenseshow.com slash conspiracy slash OSHA hyphen documentation. But if you just go to the search engine we have on the Common Sense Show, and if you put in hydrogen cyanide from Brazil, it'll take you to this article. Okay. And there's a companion article that shows up with it too, that shows the OSHA, Occupation Safety Hazard Agency. It shows you the OSHA documentation that this is real. Scrolling down here, you'd see the hazard identification again. Okay. So when we look at this right here, this is extremely revealing, but I wish this was all there was to it, but unfortunately, it's not. It's not. We have a situation now where we have multiple things that they're bringing in to terminate life for people that could be in captivity. And one of them is so frightening, I hesitate to even bring it out because people say you're sensationalizing, and I have hesitancy in doing this. But we even know that the state of Georgia involved themselves in this particular endeavor, and it had to do with guillotines. Okay, so before you laugh, we're going to take you to this situation here. And I republished this last year, actually a year ago to the day. And I included some of the Fauci stuff in there because certainly the vaccines are part of this agenda. But nonetheless, here, I wanted to talk about what I said here about how the people will be exterminated. And in here, I reviewed what I've already given you about the hydrogen cyanide. And I wished it stopped there. Okay, but you tell me. Okay, hydrogen cyanide, the gas chamber, the euphemism. That hasn't been in use in America for a few decades. So you tell me, why would they be importing this? For what purpose could they be importing this? I mean, the only wild explanation I can think of is they're going to engage in a war. They're going to capture prisoners. They're going to bring them here and they're going to execute them with hydrogen cyanide. Is that believable? Or is it more believable this is used for dissidents? Remember, it was almost 2 years ago in September of 2022 that Biden had his infamous MAGA speech with a devilish background, the military in presence, and he declared half the country or more to be domestic terrorists. So you tell me, what's the more likely scenario? Well, let's go through and look at a few things here that I think that you should be concerned about. Okay, here we go. FEMA has a billing code for death by guillotine, and I'm going to read this so you can note it and you can go and research this yourself. ICD-9, now, by the way, that's an international medical coding mechanism that the ICD is used for both physical and mental illnesses. ICD-9, that means the ninth edition at the time they did this, ICD-9-E978. This is the FEMA billing code using an international system. Oh my goodness. Do you understand? This is an international system. It could read all kinds of things into this now, but this is absolutely scary beyond belief. Yeah, I want to take you to an original publication. And I'm going to show you the date on this right here. It is June 28th, 2013. So almost 11 years ago. And I asked this question in the title, why does the government need guillotines? Okay, now remember, this is Obama era stuff. This is 2011. I wrote about it in 2013. And I already showed you the documents for hydrogen cyanide. Sherry Wilcox, someone who I used to interview, and she's kind of fallen away from doing the reporting. And yeah, I think she's probably a whole lot happier than a lot of us. And I hope Sherry's doing well. She actually went looking for FEMA camps. Instead, she found FEMA coffins. This was 50 miles outside Atlanta. Coincidentally, or not so much coincidentally, Alex Jones and Jesse Ventura on the old show Conspiracy Theory found the same stack. There was 50,000 of them estimated. We had this in Cook County with the body bags. Clearly, for some time, they've been preparing for a mass casualty event. Now, remember, whatever was supposed to happen was supposed to happen from 2016 to 2020 under the Clinton presidency. But Donald Trump happened. Obama, again, was the setup guy. Okay, I'm going to walk you through the key points of this article. So you can see the multifaceted approach they're taking to depopulation. Now, if you haven't heard of the earlier segments, you should go back and review the two previous ones because we set the stage very nicely to usher this in. Now, in part four, I'm going to have to validate the want to choose my words carefully. I don't mean to besmirch anyone's work, but we're having reports out there of FEMA camps. They're undefined. They're only listed as FEMA camps. We're not told where they're at. We're not told what form they take. We're not told anything. Just there are FEMA camps popping up. And some people have indicated they're building them massively. I don't have any proof of that yet. I'm looking for that. It's more existing structures that are being converted. Think about cost effectiveness, right? And also, too, you're not drawing the watchful eye of citizens. If you're just converting vacant strip malls and shopping centers and things like that. So that's another issue for another time, but we're going to actually review the FEMA camp situation in the next segment of the show. And I think it's really, really important that you have all four parts of these combined, and that'll give you a pretty good understanding of where we're at. Okay, so when retired FBI agent, the now deceased Ted Gunderson, reportedly, and by the way, he's the guy that broke the story on government-sponsored child sex trafficking. He was a former FBI special agent in charge. But anyway, he told a gathering of militia members that the federal government had set up 1,000 internment camps across the country. I think that's a low number now. No trouble believing a statement because there's ample documentation to support a statement. Okay, so if you're looking for early days of FEMA camp, Rex 84 and Operation Garden Plot would be it. And now the NDAA. Okay, I don't want to go there because we're going to cover that next. Gunderson reported federal government was storing over 500,000 caskets outside Atlanta. I know Sherry found 50,000, so about one tenth of that. I also knew he was accurate because Sherry Wilcox's work. Okay, now here's what's interesting. When I heard that Gunderson was accusing the government of storing 30,000 guillotines, I thought he had lost his mind. Now, I knew he was right about the child trafficking. You know, my interviews previously with people like Nick Bryant and others who've been heavily into investigating child sex trafficking, I had no trouble believing that at all. I thought Ted Gunderson was right on the money. But when he said the guillotines, I thought, are you nuts? Well, it turns out I was the one who was ignorant. Why would the government want to store guillotines? Gunderson told guillotines were being stored for the day that the government declares martial law and moves to round up and execute American dissenters. Okay, now back in 2013, that would have seemed like wild-eyed speculation that could never happen. This is America. Da, da, da. Does it seem so far-fetched today? And based on what I've already shown you in earlier segments, does it seem so far-fetched now? Does it seem so far-fetched when Biden comes out 2 years ago and declares you, if you're supporting Donald Trump, or you're a conservative American that's pro-Constitution, or you're a Christian, that you've had war declared on you, and that DHS has labeled your speech, among other things, as malinformation, which means even if you're right, you can be declared to be a domestic terrorist that brings you under the NDAA, and they can snatch you off the street with no due process. Does it seem so far-fetched now? So moving on. Gunderson prophetically told groups that the government was going to keep track of all of us. Has that happened? Yeah. And then, of course, I referenced here the Snowden NSA scandal, which had just broken at this time. That wasn't very old. Okay. Now, why would the government need 30,000 guillotines? For what legitimate purpose? Okay. So I go through the history of guillotine here. Okay. Now, look at this. The guillotine has never been used inside the United States. We've executed people using those strategies. There was hanging, electric chair, lethal injection, but the US has never executed a criminal through the use of a guillotine. So why would we ever have to import 30,000 guillotines? Okay, so here we go. Please tell me, why did Georgia Representative Doug Tepper of the Georgia Legislative Assembly, a Democrat, introduce a bill which would supplant the method of execution, the electric chair, with the guillotine? He did. He did. There's good old Dougie right there. Off with your head, right, Doug? Okay, now listen to this. Have you ever heard of the allegations which accuse some doctors in China of killing patients in order to sell their organs on the black market? I've done shows with this with Chris Kitsey, who's a Chinese expert. Have you ever read the following paragraphs, which conclude that these rumors are true? And Representative Tepper was asked for his motivation to exclusively use the guillotine to execute death row inmates. He said it would allow for the death row inmates to become organ donors. And he said the blade makes a clean cut and leaves the vital organs intact. Now, here was the Georgia legislation from a few decades ago. I believe it was the late 90s. HB 1274, death penalty guillotine provisions. And the first one here, I'm just going to read the first section. Section one, okay, points one through eight. Look at this. The assembly finds that while prisoners condemned to death may wish to donate one or more of their organs, transplant any desire is thwarted by the fact that electrocution makes all such organs unsuitable. The intent of the General Assembly in enacting this legislation is to provide for a method of execution which is compatible with the donation of organs. You know, let me tell you something. China's been up the butt of Georgia politicians for years. Oh, yeah, I ran stuff about this with the current governor and members of his administration. And the Gateway Pundit has run stories on this, and we have been brutally honest about this. And my analysis of this goes back to about 2019, 2020 with Georgia. Arizona is no different. Although I don't think we have a provision that has ever come up to use guillotines. Okay, now there's the entire summation of the bill. Now, here's what's interesting. Where would the proposed Georgia legislation guillotines, where would they have come from unless Gunderson was correct that 15,000 guillotines are being stored in Montana and 15,000 are being stored in Georgia? I want to emphasize too, these aren't mechanical. Okay, like off of the head, do it again off of the head. They're electric. This makes the killing efficient and quick. Okay, now let's do the math. Let's do the math for these types of guillotines. A single guillotine can chop off the heads of about 100 people per hour. In 1 hour, the federal government, with 30,000 guillotines, would be able to execute as many as 3 million people. In a 10-hour day, 30 million people could be executed by way of the guillotine. Now, here's what's interesting. These are two dear friends of mine, man on the right's Bill Pollack, who's my mentor in this business. He's since passed from cancer, quick acting cancer, by the way. And Annie DiRiso to his left there, she was my news director for 6.5 years. And Bill knew Ted Gunderson, and Bill gave me some stuff here. So let's go through this. Ted Gunderson is not the only former Alphabet Soup to talk about guillotines. Late Bill Pollack, ex-CIA, was a close friend of mine. And so I detail that. And he told me the same story that we were storing guillotines on several military bases. Okay, another gentleman I interviewed a few times, the late A.C. Griffith, ex-NSA, said the same thing on more than one occasion on my show. Okay, in light of these confirmations first known from them, as well as the proposed legislation of Representative Tepper to introduce the use of guillotines on American soil, I have no doubt that this story is true. Okay, so like I said, you can take this with a grain of salt. You have now seen the order, the shipping orders, the document numbers, the OSHA documentation, the FEMA documentation of hydrogen cyanide, which we've never used for execution either. Why would we be bringing into the country guillotines and hydrogen cyanide? And then when you go back to the very first segment of this series, and I said to you, here are quotes from top UN officials, and we mixed in some Americans and a little bit of the royal family. They want to reduce the population, 90, 95% of us gone. And I said also, we Americans are the primary target because you can't have a globalist organization, a government, a world government, if you have constitutional liberties, freedoms, 400 million guns, 100 million gun owners, and people whose thinking, their psychology is steeped in individual rights and limitation on government power. You can't have that. So Americans are a primary target. Even the Chinese, through their former defense minister, Wei Fang, have said the same thing. And the three previous defense ministers before him, they have put you in the crosshairs. And when I tell you they want you dead, I'm not exaggerating. This is not hyperbole. Now, you could choose not to believe what you're seeing with the documentation, but especially with the hydrogen cyanide, this is airtight as hell. There's no other way to interpret this. Well, we're not done because if I go into some of Obama's executive orders, I think a lot of people in the country are going to proverbially crap their pants. Now, I've covered this before. That was covered in 2014 and 2015 before he left office. And I said, look what else they're doing. We're talking now about the military draft. Well, he has a civilian conscription draft, which is slavery. And they're going to camps to do it. And what did the Nazis do with workers in camps that were skilled? They used them and they systematically starved them to death. Wake up, people. The people that are running this administration are not people from the Clinton era. We thought Clinton was bad. Clinton never did this stuff. He never set this stuff into motion. He never did this. Okay, George Bush was bad, and he really was worse than Clinton, the Patriot Act, but didn't go this far. This started with Obama. It was to have been continued with Hillary, but we got a reprieve, as I've said. And now it's the Biden administration's turn to close the deal on these programs. And I'm going to show you more stuff. There's more to show you what's coming, and it's not hyperbole. This isn't fear porn. This isn't scare tactics. My life would be a hell of a lot simpler. Do you not think that I'm putting my life on the line by bringing you this? I trust in the divine protection because I believe I'm giving you the truth. But this is a hell of a risk that I'm taking. It's a hell of a risk that my colleagues, like Doug Hagman, who has talked about this stuff the same amount of time that I have. We used to run concurrent stories on the same topic with different sources, coming to the same conclusions. His source was Rosebud. Mine was a FEMA insider that ended up quitting because he knew how bad things were going to get. Oh my gosh. You know, it's funny. I've talked to a lot of my colleagues and I said, don't you find it interesting? We're going back to our material from 2012 to about 2015 and resurrecting these things and showing these were the plans. And we presented these plans and no one wanted to take them seriously, or very few people did. You're marked, people. Now, if you're a left-wing, love Brandon, you may be okay, but a lot of you aren't going to be here. I don't know what else to say, except I'll be back with more proof. That's it for the Common Sense Show. Check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv for the very best in investigative reporting. If you're a member of thecommonsenseshow.tv, and some of you will be, then you need to recruit people to come because I'm bringing in some exclusive material that you can only see there. Thecommonsenseshow.tv. We'll see you over there. We have a real problem in our diet, in our food supply, and I'm going to highlight a few of those issues here in this report. I can't cover them all. I've covered most of the topics piecemeal across the board for years. I'll give you an example. Like when Monsanto had seeds that were blowing onto innocent farmers' land, and then they go sue them for infringement, taking the product without paying for it. And even if they would lose in court, they'd bankrupt the farmer because of legal expenses. I mean, this is the kind of crap that goes on. Of course, we know about the 1,000 incidences of food destruction. Over 120 food processing plants destroyed since Biden's come into office. Gee, what a coincidence, huh? Oh, but if we say any more about it, we're conspiracy theorists. You know how many were destroyed during the Trump administration? Zero. But we're going to deal with some hardcore facts about what they want you to ingest in your body and what it'll do to you. That's the focus of this segment of the Common Sense Show. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host. We're the show, Freeing America, One Enslaved Mind at a Time. Well, when you talk about food, you're basically talking about health. And I want to talk to you about health in a different vein, something that gave me my health back, something that absolutely will give you the same benefits, and something that improved my lifestyle where physically I can do things I hadn't done in 25 years. That's right. I'm talking about the Magic Dicol products. And you can look at them by going to iwantmyhealthback.com. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. And what you'll see, Metasomer gel, the Nanosoma spray, you'll see these great products here that seemingly have unleashed a revolution on good health among people. And this is why they use the tagline, iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. This is an appropriate name. This is the appropriate effect. And this is the right time for you to take advantage of this. I want my health back.com/Dave Hodges. Let's take a look here. And I've got my notes here. DARPA, weaponized against the American people. They're supposed to be developing weapons to use on our enemies, our future enemies. But no, they're developing things that they want to use on you. DARPA has granted millions of dollars to researchers to turn military plastic into waste. Military plastic, and they want to turn this waste into bacteriological protein powder and feed it to you. I mean, this is right along. By the way, this is a question on Jeopardy the other day. We had it on while we were eating dinner, and Soylent Green came up as an answer. This is worse than Soylent Green. Now, we know about Bill Gates. He's funded fake meats, and they call them like the impossible burgers. Yeah, because they're impossible to eat safely. And they're made of carcinogenic GMO soy, neurotoxins like hexane and MSG, and they test positive for high levels of glyphosate. Are you kidding me? We're going to be forced to ingest these things. And by the way, when the World Health Organization comes in, diet will be part of the pandemic treaty. That's right. And this is the crap, the poison crap they're going to have you eat. And you wonder why I try to mobilize people to sign petitions against the World Health Organization coming in, that we reject it. That's why. This is an attack upon your longevity. You don't eat it and die tomorrow. It's a slow burn genocide, and that's exactly what it is, a slow burn genocide. Now you can't say you haven't been told. Do the research, and you'll find out that I'm exactly right on the money. That's it. We'll see you back here next time. Thank you for joining us.